This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, Tom. KEOR Politics. First couple of segments here, I'm going to be chatting with Jim McKinney. I got to ask you guys a question out there, and I'd like some comments on that. And that is, did you ever think things would get this crazy? Let's take out the words crazy, and let's be a little more specific. Let's say, did you ever think that things would get much more volatile or unpredictable than they are right now? Did you ever think that the president, the duly elected president of the United States of America, would be described using serious profanity by members of Congress? I don't think so. Did you ever think as soon as one of them, and by one of them I mean one of the Democrats, Tulsi Gabbard, started to gain strength, that they would turn against her because she wasn't quite progressive enough? After all, she is a war veteran, a military veteran, very bright woman, and a lot of people in that particular political ilk are turning against her. We're going to talk a little bit about what Trump has done for black people. Before we do that, though, and I have to give all credit to Jim for saying this, all this talk about banning assault weapons is just baloney. And I'll tell you why it's baloney. Because what the people are using are not actual, genuine assault weapons. They are simply automatic rifles. Jim, it doesn't get any crazier than this. Give us an opinion.
Well, I just want to clarify. They're semi-automatic rifles, not automatic rifles. And an assault weapon would be considered a military weapon that goes from semi-automatic to full automatic. And the reality is they look like military weapons, but they're not. They're not military-grade weapons. They do not have full automatic. Though, on occasion, what happened in El Paso, apparently the young man there had a very large capacity magazine and was able to fire quite a few rounds. My thought is there's this kind of three levels of politics and emotion that go into this, and the first one is fear. People, an incident like these shootings, there's one at the Garlic Festival in Gilroy, California the week before, and then of course the El Paso and then the Dayton, all very rapid succession. And they are increasing. The number of young people that are taking up arms and killing people is scaring people, and it should. So fear.
Yep, I agree.
And then immediately somebody has to place blame. People want to find, they want blame. They want to know why. Why did this happen? And they're going to blame someone. And unfortunately, in the political season and the rhetoric that we have right now, the blame is the Democratic presidential candidates and a large percentage of that particular leftist progressive group. They're blaming the president. They aren't taking a look at any of the issues that actually may be underlying and causing these things. And, of course, they're not blaming the shooters much at all. And in fact, that's number one where blame lies. And the third issue, it goes from first to fear, then to blame, and then everybody wants a solution. And we want instant gratification. We want something that's going to solve the problem. But the reality is it's a much deeper problem. And most of the legislative actions that have gone in the past when these types of things have happened.
Jimmy, that is the understatement of the day. It is a much more complex and serious problem. And I want everybody who listens to this program to think about that. Because it's not going to get solved unless we think about how to solve it in a, number one, cohesive, and number two, I would have to use the word beneficial manner to everybody.
There are short-term political agendas that are attempting to motivate voters. And the assault weapons ban that happened during the 90s, it is factually incorrect to say that that helped. In fact, it did not. It did nothing, which is why the ban was let expire. The The case of the bump stocks, banning bump stocks from the shooter from Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and that wacko. That's how many people have used bump stocks, and in fact, did he need a bump stock to be able to do what he did? No, he didn't. That was somewhat ridiculous. So, you know, all right, the administration put it out there. And now we're searching for these instant gratifications, immediate solutions, and they're actually, you know, the fault first and foremost goes with the shooter, but then you've got to really look at why these things are happening at a like increased rate. And I think it has a lot to do with the actual media. I think it has a lot to do with the people that perpetuate this. So as a counterterrorism guy, one of the things that we're very concerned about, and what the reason why terrorism works, is because it creates fear. And the way it creates fear is by propaganda and by getting the media to present and to immediately jump on these problems and create that fear in the community. And there is no question that the media in this country just runs at these events and perpetuates and, you know, almost in an awkward way idealizes these individuals. And it drives the problem even deeper. But there's more problems out there. You know, there's some serious problems with our youth and the disconnection they feel from each other, possibly because of social media, possibly because of a society that is politically correct, that really drives people to be alienated. And I'm very concerned about those types of things that really are going to take a deep look. We're going to have to take a very deep look to try to actually address those. And it's not going to happen anytime soon. It's not going to happen because of, you know, Mitch McConnell bringing a bill to the Senate floor. It's not going to happen because Schumer and Pelosi and AOC get their way. It's going to take a deep cultural change in our community and our society.
Well, I think the reason you're right 100% is the simple fact that we are all not left-wing. We are all not right-wing. If the left happens to take over the executive branch in the next election, which I certainly don't believe that they will, there would still be a very large percentage of people in the country who would be thoroughly, thoroughly angry, okay, number one. Number two, if the conservatives maintain the executive branch and lose control of Congress, forget the checks. I mean, yeah, the checks and balances will be there, but nobody will be able to accomplish anything. People have to realize, Jimmy, whether it's people of our ilk or people of the other ilk, they're going to have to realize that maybe the other side has a point. You and I don't think the progressives have a point, but you know what? Things have gotten so bad. I certainly listen to what they have to say. I mean, the least I can do is listen and think about it. But there's so much venom in their messages, I lose interest very, very quickly because of the anger, man.
I agree, and it's irrational. And I tell you, from my perspective, this started in the Clinton campaign for president in 2016, in 2015. The DNC and the Clinton campaign decided that they were going to alienate Trump and paint him as a racist, a bigot, a fascist, and a misogynist. And I think it's really destructive.
And it's crazy because what I don't understand in something that we're going to talk about in the next segment after the commercial break is the fact that every one of those statements, not everyone, but certainly the majority of them, can be refuted, and they can be refuted with cold, hard facts. The thing I like about Trump, the reason I supported Trump from day one, is simply because I am a nationalist. I don't believe the country can afford to be anything but nationalistic. We simply have gone too far down economically to be anything but nationalistic. But that certainly doesn't mean that we have to not care about other people. Check out the commercial real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Jim McKinney and I will be back in a matter of 30 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You know, Jim, during the latter part of the last segment, I did most of the talking. Take the mic away from me, man. I'm getting too emotional. It's all yours.
Well, we were talking about the DNC and the Clinton campaign in 2016 to paint Trump in a particular way. They did a very successful job in alienating a large percentage of the population, and they're doing a fantastic job of really developing the hate. And it's interesting because they continually argue that Trump and Republicans are the fascists, but in fact, they're the ones that are taking more control. And the way you look up at the definition of a fascist, they impound people through regulation, through restriction, through control, which is exactly what the Democratic Party wants. They want a larger government. President Trump has actually gone to the opposite, and he's taking away regulatory restrictions on the average American, on businesses, freeing up the economy, freeing up individual choice and freedoms. There's a price and a cost with that. But they move from that fascist argument to the racist argument, and they're painting him as a white nationalist, which is absolutely insane. Donald Trump used to hang out with Al Sharpton in New York. He used to hang out with Reverend Jesse Jackson. He supported their causes because he went on Oprah Winfrey's show. He has done a tremendous amount to improve, in a very short period of time, the lives of the black community in the United States. We've got the lowest unemployment rate in history for black Americans and Hispanic Americans. And that's the sign of a racist? Very inconsistent arguments and incredibly hateful to continue to spew that, this white racism and this white nationalism. It's very interesting. I hear a lot of the left and the media pundits, certainly on cable news, talk about dog whistles from Trump and the Republicans. So the reality is the Democrats and the progressives, rapidly grab these very specific terminologies and they spread throughout all their media outlets and then begin to perpetuate that through their campaign letters, through their funding letters, through their all forms of media, and try to perpetuate that hate. And exactly what you were talking about, Al, people are getting so tired of listening to that. That's why Trump was elected, because they're tired of being told how to think and what to do. And he's standing up for them. And, you know, whether you like it or not and how he does it, that's why people support him. And they're tired of being told how to think and what to do, and tired of being controlled. But that's what the left is trying. Very hard to do.
100%. 100%. It may be very hard to do, but they have certainly polarized the country. There's no question about that. What I can't understand is it seems relatively easy to blow holes in the argument that Trump is a racist, Trump hates black people, etc., etc. I take a magazine called The Week, and it was rather interesting, the article they did on this whole situation in Baltimore. And the magazine, unfortunately, was a bit critical of Trump for calling it like it is. It's a rat-infested, terrible place to live, and they were a bit offended by that. But the fact of the matter is, if you fact check where Donald Trump's heart is, you talk about his relationship with Jesse Jackson, who has given him awards. Jesse has given awards to Donald. You talk about the relationship between Al Sharpton and Donald Trump. It was up until the election, the results of the election were in. They had a great relationship. Donald Trump has been lauded many times in the past for being a non-racist. All of these facts are absolutely verifiable. Why doesn't somebody do it other than Big Al and Jim McKinney?
Well, you know, there's people out there struggling to try to do it, but the reality is corporate media, the, you know, AT&T's that run CNN now, the Microsoft Network and NBC, Andy Lack, CNN, the CBS, you name the major media outlets, that for some reason they live in this bubble inside these dense urban population areas that are very progressive, and they don't listen to the rest of the country, and they aren't willing to accept it. And it's a political agenda. It's a political effort. And the most scary part of it is the big tech companies and the big Facebook, Twitter, Google, Alphabet, they're actually attempting to suppress the voices that come up and ask these questions. I don't know if, you know, maybe your listeners are paying attention to this, but Mitch McConnell's campaign team Mitch published video of people standing outside of his house the other night, two nights ago, asking for him to be killed. And they just posted those on Twitter. Twitter shut down Team Mitch's Twitter feed. He's just showing the truth, and they're afraid of the truth. And that's what the big tech is doing, and that's what the media outlets are doing. They're actually suppressing the views. My personal belief is because most of the media markets are centered around these dense urban areas, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., and the people there look at the world much differently than the rest of America. So, I think it's very frightening that there's that much control. Ultimately, how we make our decisions is based on what information we have. And if our information is all controlled by people that are actually against this administration for numerous reasons, most importantly, because of the fear of actually losing global markets and their, you know, financial expansion capabilities because of, you know, protecting American interests over international and global interests, I think it's a very frightening scenario right now.
Oh, it's absolutely terrifying. I'm just looking up on Google right now, was Mitch McConnell's life ever threatened? Yeah, here it is, believe it or not. Protesters outside Mitch McConnell's house stabbed the mother, you know what. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there's all kinds of it. And Twitter closed that down. They closed down his Twitter feed when he was just trying to show what the anger is on the opposite side. We've seen this in restaurants. We've seen this by Maxine Waters standing up and telling, you know, her constituents to scream at people and attack them. We've got Castro's brother, the congressman in Texas, putting out donors to the Trump campaign with veiled, you know, innuendo to go ahead and, you know, intimidate them. We've got it locally. We have it here in our community where the left has threatened businesses to shut them down over support for our oil industry, which is our largest job, folks.
Jimmy, we know what's going on. We've got to take a top of the hour break for the news. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be right back with Jim McKinney.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New details are being released on the El Paso massacre as Congress tries to decide what to do about new gun legislation. In Washington, D.C., right before leaving for a New Jersey vacation, President Trump spoke of a possible attempt at making it tougher for people to get guns if they shouldn't have them.
We have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important. I think my base relies very much on common sense, and they rely on me in terms of telling them what's happening.
the El Paso shooter was charged with 22 killings at a Walmart. Patrick Crucius told police that he specifically targeted Mexicans when he opened fire in the Walmart. The affidavit also gives details of the arrest. Crucius got out of his vehicle with his hands raised and stated out loud, "I'm the shooter."
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in here to wrap up the last two segments of KER Politics. I have both Jim McKinney and Chris Temple on the line with me right now. We're going to discuss, in I think pretty specific terms, a very broad subject, and that is, where are the Democrats going? Where exactly is the Democrats' philosophy today? There seems to be some real confusion about that. Jimmy, you want to start?
Sure. I think it's good to have Chris on the line here, and Al, appreciate the opportunity to go on this. I think there's an interesting dynamic that's happening right now with the left, with the Democrats, in this push to the left in order to mobilize voters in the primary that are probably very much to one very particular side, and everyone's reaching and grabbing the very progressive policies, open borders, environmental policy, free college tuition, very large government. I think it's very interesting where there's very little position in the middle for anybody, as we see even the frontrunner Joe Biden moving even more towards the progressive side. What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I'll tell you, I was looking this afternoon at some articles, and one of the things that struck me about an interview I saw with John Hickenlooper from Colorado, who, of course, is one of the 9,413 declared candidates for president, is that there's rumors he's going to drop out of the race and run for the Senate. But one of the things that led to that was an interesting piece in the New York Times. And the title of this article, guys, was "The Extraordinary Humbling of John Hickenlooper." And here is a guy who probably is one of the best reasoned and most responsible and most centrist of the candidates for the Democrat Party. And they're making mincemeat out of this guy. You know, he's not wacko enough. And, you know, the Democrats run the risk. And he said this when he was interviewed by Herbert Hoover's great-granddaughter on the modern-day manifestation of Firing Line on PBS, he used the analogy I did with you guys when we were talking earlier, that the Democrat Party is going to do now what it did in 1972 and figure out that a way that they can run against and defeat a Republican candidate who they hate is to find somebody as far away from him as humanly possible. And at least in the context of those days, George McGovern was about the most liberal candidate they could find, and he won one state. So we'll see if the same thing happens this time. But it's sad that in order to appease the establishment and the news media in Hollywood, that the Democrat Party has turned into more of a freak show, and it's not even, in my opinion, any longer a viable opposition party.
No, I agree. I don't think that's very positive for the nation myself. I think that it's very much more valuable to have an opposition that is actually relevant and that talks to the people in the middle, at least to ensure that we have some sort of a balance. But right now, it's crazy the far extremes that some of these people are talking about without, you know, open borders, the New Green Deal, which is basically retaking, according to Saikat Chakrabarty, the Justice Democrats leader and AOC's chief of staff, who's just left, said that, hey, the New Green Deal is really not about the environment. It's about controlling the economy and turning the economy into something different. His view is a better way, but the reality is there's a big effort and a strong move to the left to appease a very small group of people, I think, that live in a Twitter world that are really not that very educated on what the issues are out there. I think it's unfortunate. People don't pay much attention to the real impact on their lives with some of these policies.
Well, let me throw this out at you, because I think the Democrats are totally going in the wrong direction right now. And I say this because of two very, very interesting things that are going on that are totally supported by the numbers. Number one, the median wage in the United States right now, median salary, is about $60,000 a year. Specifically, it's about $59,900. Okay, the other thing that I think is very interesting is that the Democrats are going after folks who are on welfare, for lack of better terms, and the African American community. Well, what's going against them in both of those areas is that the number of people who are considered to be at the poverty level, that percentage of the population has gone way, way down compared to where it was prior to Trump. It's about 13% today. And we all know that in terms of African American unemployment, that number has shrunk dramatically since Trump took office in January of 2017. I think they really have their wires crossed, guys, and by they, I mean the Democrats. Any comments on that? Chris, how about you?
Well, look, the Democrats are running against Donald Trump because they hate him with a passion. They still have not gotten over the fact that he's president in the first place. The Hilda Beast hates him. Everybody else does. And this is personal, and it's so personal and so based on just the visceral hatred they have for this guy, that's one of the several reasons, frankly, in my opinion, guys, why they're really not a legitimate opposition party right now. It's all noise and hatred and spit and venom. Problem number one for the Democrat Party is that they are themselves compromised. Don't ever forget that the two of them, like George Wallace said, in the end, when you look at the quarters of power, there's not a dime's worth of difference between the establishment of the both parties. The Democrat Party has, by and large, with some exceptions individually, of course, like with the Republicans, they've supported the U.S. trying to be the world empire and world conqueror and having a bloated defense budget. And one of the things that Donald Trump, in my opinion, would be extraordinarily vulnerable on is his 180-degree flip from what candidate Trump said about foreign policy. Now you got a guy that brags about record defense budgets and all the rest of this stuff. But who can run against that? I mean, Bernie Sanders maybe, Elizabeth Warren, sort of. almost everybody else, and certainly the hierarchy of the Democrat Party on Capitol Hill, they all endorse this stuff. Same thing with Wall Street. Same thing with the Federal Reserve. I'll tell you, when it comes to the AOCs, and she's just an idiot. She's not cunningly deceptive like a Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or someone like that. She and Bernie Sanders and some of the rest of these people, they're starry-eyed idealists who, again, if they are not going to go after the Federal Reserve as an institution and properly understand and properly explain social credit and modern monetary theory the way I at least understand it, they'll never get anywhere. Because that's another area where they could trump.
Comment, Jimmy.
Keep knew what they were talking about and weren't part of the problem themselves.
Okay.
Got about a minute left. Yeah.
Got a minute and a half to wrap this up.
Well, I agree. They are uneducated and incapable of actually running against him in those areas. What I think is more interesting is the fact that they created an evil myth through tremendous support from the media and the tech world that have basically painted Trump as some sort of lunatic, rightist, fascist, racist, and now they've doubled down on it so much that they can't back off of it, because if they back off of it, they're going to lose complete credibility, which they've pretty much done for the mainstream America. And I think it's putting them in a very, very difficult situation. If they did have any educated ideas, if they did have any policies, without the fallacies and the actual falsehoods that they are basing them on, yeah, there would be a possibility. But that's actually, at this point, it's impossible, because they've created these myths and they've created and it just goes on and on.
It does go on and on, Jimmy. We're going to talk about this in the next segment. We're going to talk about the conception, true or not true, of is the Democratic Party socialistic? Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Right back.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here to wrap up KER Politics with Jim McKinney and Mr. T. Chris Temple. By the way, anybody who has not taken advantage of Chris's newsletter, The National Investor, really, in my opinion, is an imbecile. It's the best newsletter out there, both on financial issues, investing issues, and certainly political issues. Chris, I'm going to ask you this question first, and then you can just, you know, flip it over to Jim and let him weigh in on it. But there are a lot of Democrats who I know socially who basically their ire just comes shooting out of them when you say, well, the Democrats are really going in a socialist direction. And they just scream back, no, they're not. What's your opinion on that, Mr. T?
Well, look, I think that, you know, a lot of conservatives tend to just indiscriminately throw the word socialist at liberals, just like liberals like to throw the words fascist or racist or whatever at conservatives. It's a sign, among other things, in my opinion, of intellectual laziness and weakness and an inability to debate issues. So I look at things different than most do. As you might know or recall, I was up to my eyeballs once upon a time in Republican Party politics and a good loyal foot soldier for various organizations and a couple of, and long since came to the conclusions that both parties, when you look at their propaganda, are full of more crap than a Christmas goose more often than not. To me, socialism, it has a different meaning than it does for most. As a Christian, and with my philosophy, I'm an advocate of what the Catholic Church has long taught as the third way. It's not capitalism or socialism, as those things are understood. And what irks me is that I hear a lot of my Republican friends harangue the Democrats as socialists, yet they have no problem with now a nearly $800 billion budget deficit, so we can see how much more of the world we can screw up than what we've done already. I don't like the idea of a lot of the subsidies that different industries have that are for no purpose other than profit for capitalists, because I also distinguish between capitalism, which is bad, and free enterprise, which is good. So are the Democrats too far in the direction of wanting to give everybody everything for free? Of course they are. And it makes no economic sense, at least until, as I suggested on the last segment, they learn about social credit and the proper advocacy of modern monetary theory. And I'll tell you, I would vote for Bernie Sanders tomorrow if he came right out and said, to make everything work and to really treat society and all of our people right, I'm going to go for the abolition of the Fed. If he did that, he'd have my vote.
Well, I'll comment back where I think that that, you know, your points, Chris, you're very strong and positive, or good, I should say, not positive, but good on the point that the parties, when you get into the party politics, it does get pretty ugly, and it disconnects people because they really look at the average people, and they look at folks as a tool in order to achieve their broader goals. So they get very focused inside that beltway and how things operate, and it's very difficult for them to break with the past patterns, because that's the way things work. It's very difficult to break that up. I will say that, you know, this administration is the biggest threat to that environment, and the current administration. And I think there's this big push is from the left is to, like, rein back in the control from the average people, the people that are out there that were frustrated at being told how to think and what to do and how they were going to do their economy and how they were going to buy. And I think there's that frustration is incredibly, it is, in spite of over 90% of the media negative reporting against the administration, in spite of the actual Republican Party not supporting this President Trump or candidate Trump, in spite of all those factors, a whole bunch of people in the United States stood up and said, you know, we're tired of that. And I think it's the biggest threat. Now, you know, your point on defense spending, this is, you know, and a lot of the listeners out there are very frustrated with me on that side, but I believe that building relationships and building allies actually reduces the long-term burden of defense, and that, in fact, it's a valuable and very important in our world to protect our system. And I believe in our system. I believe in our Constitution more than anything else. And it is actually has brought mankind to the heights that it has become in a very rapid period of time. No time in history have we made these many advances and done so well. And that's based on those fundamental principles that are outlined there in our Constitution. So defending that against Chinese autocracy, against Russian oligarchy and kleptocracy, against a lot of people that would actually like to control those markets for global interests and financial interests, I think that's a pretty important thing to do. I think it's, where we spend our money, the one thing that we have to do more than anything else, in my particular view, is defend this nation and that Constitution. That's my take on it.
Mr. T.
Well, defending this nation, in my opinion, does not involve the fact that we spent trillions of dollars and cost many, many lives around the world by destabilizing the Middle East, for example. I do not in any way, shape, or form count that as defending this nation or our principles.
I've fought there, but I'm not saying that was actually in the best interest of the United States as well. I'm not making that argument. But I do believe there are threats, and I think it'd be ignorant to think that the fastest growing economy in the world, even at 6% growth in China, with the largest population and demographics, that you're going to have to face that at some point when they are controlled by approximately 200 people. And they'll make decisions in the interest of those 200 people, not of the 1.4, 1.5 billion, or the rest of the world in their economic interests or in their power interests. And that's something that we need to be very concerned about.
Well, on China, I am. And for those that listen to KE Report on a regular basis, I have had an extraordinary amount to say about China recently. I've even tried to get a rise out of our friend Al here on, because there are some, epical things taking place right now where China is concerned. And that is one area where, even though the president's understanding of the currency role and everything in this leaves an awful lot to be desired, he is 100% correct in going after China as a strategic competitor.
Long-term competitor, yes.
Yeah, and the way in which they've been allowed to game the Western system of democratic capitalism for 25 years should never have been allowed in the first place.
No, we subsidized it. We subsidized their growth.
Yeah. Yeah, but what frosts me, though, and it seems like this is a never-ending cycle, is that just like it was this country and Wall Street and U.S. corporate and defense interests that initially built the Soviet Union so that we had them to be an enemy for years, by the same token, we are largely responsible for China having had the start to become the power it is now. And now they want to run things on their own name, and some of the people that help them do it say, oh, no, you're not going to do that. And now we have this fight. So I agree that we need to consider China as the number one danger to this country right now long term. In fact, I found it humorous talking about how the Democrats have such goofy Trump derangement syndrome that when one of the Navarro or somebody, I forget right now who it was, that was testifying in the Senate about the dangers in the world, some of the Democrats were crestfallen that they were told that it was actually China that is a far greater danger. It was Chris Wray of the FBI director, I remember now.
Yeah.
He was talking about 1,000 open cases of industrial espionage, cyber terror, and whatnot. Every single one of them involves China, not Russia. And this is for the Democrats who keep trying to keep this fantasy going. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Yeah. So,
50 seconds, you guys.
Well, I agree with you there that the fact I was a Russian foreign area officer. I've studied and spent many, many, many years both working and operating in the area, but paying much attention to it. And, Russians are problematic. The Chinese are a serious threat to global domination in the future, and they will dictate terms. They will dictate terms if we do not protect Western ideologies and Western policies. And that I would like to avoid as being our future, because they're controlling everything in individual thoughts, and it's frightening to me.
You know, Anatoly, I really appreciate the conversation between you two guys. This was a great way to wrap up KER Politics. I want to do this more often, and we'll talk about that off mic.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.